1-pound T-bone steak and fries for just $10.99 tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
In Florissant.
Online at Iacovelli's.com.
They're chasing the leads for UFOs.
Our first stop is to meet with an eyewitness.
And they're chasing the lights.
Look at this.
But what they're really chasing is...
That looks like a flying saucer.
The truth.
Now we're on to something.
Friday on the National Geographic Channel, it's Chasing UFOs, a new series that shines a light on the unknown.
Did you see that?
Wow!
The unanswered.
I want to find out where they come from.
The unidentified.
What the hell was that?
Chasing UFOs premieres Friday at 9 on the National Geographic Channel.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Oh, Black Friday. Oh, Black Friday, Bam Lam. Oh, Black Friday, Bam Lam. Black Betty had a child, Bam Lam.
I told Ian.
Oh, wow.
I told Ian earlier that I heard this on the way in on the station. It was Tom Jones singing this.
I can't believe
Tom Jones singing.
Oh, and it was good. It was good. I liked it.
Oh, no. You have to try. It's got to be on YouTube somewhere.
Have you heard the Tom Jones version?
No.
Yeah. All right.
I have not.
Yeah, you'll have to check it out. Good afternoon, everybody. It's 5:15. Welcome to the weekend. I'm Bill Cleveland. It's the large morning show in the afternoon. Great to have you with us. Here's a round of introductions. As always, we have some stories to share, and we'll have time to take your calls. Running the control board. Here he is, everybody. Eon the Peon.
Hi, Bill. Happy Friday, everyone. Welcome to the weekend, right? It's we can say that now?
Yes, indeed. Here she is, everybody. Tina Dalpiez.
Hi, everybody. Happy birthday to all the people that have birthdays. Lots of people, and especially my daughter-in-law, Laura.
Happy birthday, Laura. Here he is, everybody. A lead vocalist. Bass guitar player, Dan Strauss.
Thank you very much, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here. And our website, henryshumans.com, passed the 2,000 mark.
Nice.
I know.
I've been waiting all day. I've been saying, right, Pia? Wasn't I telling you that?
Yes.
I just hope.
Countdown.
Dan's daughter, Alyssa, is in the studio today.
Say hi, Alyssa.
Yell out hi.
Yeah, you couldn't hear. She's here. Driving today. All right. There you go. We'll take your calls, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. On certain websites, they have different, and even in the newspapers, they have the letters to the editors and just people who sort of send their little notes and little stories. And I found this one humorous, and of course, I can't remember where it was. This was from the Maui Times. The Maui Times. A gentleman write in a little story. I thought I'd share this with you, and here we go. And the guy says, I complain about the TSA every time, but I got to thank you, the Maui airport security guy who recently had the pleasure of x-raying my man purse. As I was clearing the security checkpoint with my 5-month-old daughter strapped to my chest and my fiance waiting for me ahead, I noticed you laugh at the screen, re-x-ray my bag, and then summon 3 other coworkers. You all laughed and pointed. Then you brought me my bag, laughed, slapped it, and said, here's your bag. It's vibrating. I was in a post-flight stupor and thought nothing of it, but the next day as I was unpacking, I opened the bag and saw a 9-inch blue vibrator peering out at me. Draining the last of the battery after buzzing all night. I only know one pervert who's sick enough to do this as a person, but I seriously need to thank the TSA guy for being discreet and not yelling, bag check, and then holding a public showing of the item in question. You did me a favor, friend, and I thank you.
Wow.
So somebody played a trick on him and put it in
his bag. And,
That's terrible.
That would be actually kind of funny to try on someone. There you go. That was nice. They didn't cause a cause a scene there in the airport for the guy. And yeah, I guess I don't know that I would put anything. I mean, obviously it was a joke, but if you are going to carry those,
would you say you wouldn't do?
No, I'm just saying if you were going to carry that item, I would put that in my regular checked baggage. I don't know that you would carry that
or take the batteries out.
Not a carry-on, no.
You know they got to see some stuff.
Oh, sure they do.
You know?
And you can't make it, like, through a week or something without it?
Without
That's
having
pretty
one?
Bad.
Apparently not.
Study is out that says that Pepsi and Coke, I'm guessing among other sodas, contain traces of alcohol.
Really?
What?
A research study published in France has revealed that Coca-Cola and Pepsi contain minute traces of alcohol, which is kind of a big deal because there's a lot of people that will not, you know, they say for whatever, maybe religious reasons or whatever, they can't have alcohol. So they drink soda instead.
Well,
so now
children
and children. I wonder why I have to have a Coca-Cola at all times. And
now I know
I really am a drinker. But that's not that big of a deal. And you know what?
What's the reasoning behind it? Do they say in the article why?
I didn't see the reason why.
There has to be some reason they put alcohol on it.
What's the reason?
They suggest the alcohol levels are as low as 10 milligrams in every liter, which works out to around 0.001% alcohol. Of the 19 colas tested, the 9 which did not contain alcohol were made by brands include. Now here you go. I can't even read any. These must be all French sodas because it was done over there. I can't even. They have one called the Man U Cola. How about that? Man U Cola.
Oh, it must be for Manchester United, the soccer team over there. And
he works on another radio station in town. Man U Cola.
Yes.
The 10 which did have traces of alcohol in them included Coca-Cola, Pepsi Cola, Coca-Cola Classic Light, and Coke Zero all contained alcohol. I said it's possible that traces of alcohol come from the process of making Coca-Cola according to its secret recipe. Go figure that one out. I'm not sure. And by the way, you people that are want to take away my soda from me or tax me because of my soda, you don't drink a lot of soda, do you?
No, not much anymore, no.
You
rarely.
Dan, do you drink soda?
No, I don't drink a lot
of
soda.
Oh, crap. Look at me. I'm the only one.
I used to. I used to drink a lot of, and I'm a Pepsi guy, and if you put a Pepsi and Coke in front of me and blindfolded me, I could tell the difference.
Yeah, I could tell too.
But I prefer the other one. I like Coca-Cola more than Pepsi.
But I used to drink Pepsi all the time, and then I just kind of got away from that. I drink tea more and more water now than anything.
Yeah, I drink a lot of water as well, but I will get and you know, I know they had the big deal in New York where they're trying to ban a 32-ounce thing of, so, you know, I'll go to a filling station or whatever and get a 32-ounce thing of Coke or whatever, but I'll sip on the dang thing all day long. I mean, everything in moderation is fine. I mean, you know, and you gotta get out and, you know, you gotta do a little exercise. You can't just, you know. Never mind, forget it.
I just get
really mad when people tell me that you know they're trying
what to do.
Well, that and to take your soda from you, and they're going to tax the crap out of it, and that's another thing. They're going to try and tax your sodas. So look out.
Are you
going to
go
everybody.
On a rant?
I am. Yeah,
wow.
I'm running for office.
Don't
look
tax
out.
My soda.
Look out, everybody.
You probably could. I don't think they could find anything in your background.
What about squeaky clean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about 7 Up?
It'd be the uncola. So.
Ola nut.
Once again,
Jeffrey Holder.
It got quiet again.
Once again, Dan Strauss. Strode screech.
Showstopper. Okay.
Now, this was mentioned in the previous show, but that's okay. There's no shame in rehashing another story that's been done already. And a woman in Texas has been arrested for warning drivers about an upcoming speed trap. She was warning drivers, and they arrested her.
You mean like flashing her lights?
No, she was on her bicycle, and she saw that the cops were just waving people over. I guess that they had already radared further down the street, and so she parked her bike and held up a sign that said speed trap up ahead, just to let people know that they were shooting radar.
She turned one of her grocery store bags into a makeshift sign and started warning drivers about the quote-unquote speed trap ahead, and an officer drove up and arrested her.
Okay.
I was actually kind of surprised you could do. I mean,
they claim she was in the street and waving her arms. Yes, yes. She claimed she was on the sidewalk, but they said, I mean, so it's two words against each other. Yeah,
right.
They said she was causing a disturbance. And she was in the street, and she couldn't do that. Mm. They held her for 12 hours.
She was released on bond and will soon appear in court to face her misdemeanor charge for
so being if you get picked up for something like that, you think you get strip searched and all that?
Oh, she said they grabbed her backpack and searched through that without her consent. And then I can't remember what else. Oh,
do they do that anytime you go to jail or not?
It sounds to me like you want to get strip searched.
That's no, just I don't want to do.
Oh, yeah, they would search
you. We could do that here. You don't have to break any laws, yeah. Tina.
I mean, if you're arrested, then they have, I think they have the right to go through the stuff. If they arrest you, then they have that right to go through that stuff.
I'm not going through my stuff.
Are you talking about being searched?
That's what they do when you're stripped.
Bodily searched.
I think that, they would definitely bodily search you and let you get rid of, have you get rid of everything, including your, they take, if you have shoes with shoelaces on it, they'll take those out, take belts off and everything, and then put you in jail.
Mm. Sounds to me like Dan Strauss got a little experience.
Yeah, he knows
department.
The whole protocol.
Yeah. Well, have a couple of cops in the family.
Right, that's the reason. You know. Laws in New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, and Florida allow headlight flashing, while other states, such as Arizona and Alaska, forbid it. In Washington, drivers may be fined $124 for flashing their high beams within 400 feet of another vehicle for any reason.
Did it mention Missouri?
Our state's not listed on here, so I don't know what the law is.
I think you can get a ticket. I think didn't people call in and say that they've gotten tickets before for flashing?
They can find a way, I'm sure, if they really want to. I don't think they like that. They don't like you warning other drivers.
No. Well, I mean, what if someone called in here and said there's a speed trap on such
and
we
such. Did that happened
that
to
before.
Us that happened with
but I mean we couldn't get in trouble for that, could we?
Yeah,
we if we put a caller on the air,
the station actually could for doing that, because we did that it happened here once before, but it did happen at Kix when Frank and I worked at Kix 104, and we had people calling one morning talking about a speed trap, and the highway patrol called and said, knock it off. We'll come over.
Well, and saying knock it off is one thing, but...
Well, they said they would come over if it continued.
Hmm. So you had a lot of different callers calling in.
Yeah, talking about a speed trap. Yeah.
They would be for that if we're getting everybody to slow down.
Well, absolutely, yeah. So what's the deal there?
They want to write the tickets.
Yeah.
Google is always coming out with new and interesting and exciting things, and now they're working on, and I guess maybe they've just unleashed it here. It's the they're glasses. So you can wear these glasses, and they have a camera, a mic, and a wireless screen. So I guess you put the glasses on, and I don't know if they're sunglasses or whatever, but I guess the deal is where you can, I don't know, I guess you could have anything that you could have on your computer screen, you would have built into the glasses. I don't know.
So you walk around and walk
uses,
into stuff?
Yeah, so I guess you could... I mean, the idea is kind of cool, but I don't know what... it's kind of like...
Maybe for computer gamers?
Oh, that could be. That could be. There's a lot of stuff that sounds really cool, but when you get it home...
It's not practical.
I was going to buy a touchscreen laptop. And not a laptop, excuse me, a touchscreen computer. And the whole thing... And they have them. You see them, I'm sure, at Best Buy and the different stores. And you can touch the screen, and it's gigantic, and there's no...
no tower
box
or anything.
To
it's
it.
All
yeah,
built
it's
into
all
the
built
screen.
Into the monitor. Yeah. And man, that was cool. I'm standing in the showroom there, and you're, I can touch this. And I got the thing home, and I, first of all, I didn't touch anything on the screen. I didn't like that. And it was just too big. So I turned around, and I boxed it up, and I took it back to the store. So it's, a lot of stuff that sounds a lot of fun. It's not really that practical when you get it back home. We mentioned Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes have divorced or going to divorce. I guess she was the one that.
Terrible.
I know. I'm surprised we were able to go on the air today.
She filed.
She filed. Yeah, Katie Holmes filing for a divorce from Tom Cruise. They were only married 5 years. I thought that was longer.
I think it had to do with he was bringing Suri closer, more into the
Scientology stuff.
Katie was a little freaked out about that. I don't blame her.
Yeah. Yeah, I've known a couple of people that are into the Scientology thing, but I've never really understood it. And I'm wondering if there are
very mysterious.
I wonder if there are varying levels of it as well. You know
and
what I'm saying?
He's like mega into it.
Oh yeah.
And it seems like a lot of people that have a lot of money are into that sort of stuff. I would be interesting to do a little research into.
I don't think they like being researched.
No, I know. I don't think so.
That's why people don't understand it a lot.
How old do you think Tom Cruise is?
45.
He turned 50 on Monday.
Wow. Ooh. Still looks the same. Maybe there is something to that Scientology. Yeah. He hasn't aged in about 30 years.
And do you think he's had work done? I mean,
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I've had people say that they
really
think
tell.
He's had a lot
There's
of
no
Botox and different things. Well, no, but he does. He looks very youthful. Holmes is 33 years old. They've been together since.
Wait, Tom Cruise is 50 and she's 33?
Yeah.
Wow. Applaud that. And he's in the movie Rock of Ages. Anybody mm-hmm. seen Rock of
no,
Ages?
No, it looks awful.
No, I never did.
What,
no,
you'll go and see Lincoln Vampire Killer
yes,
or whatever
I will.
It is,
I will go Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, but I will
Vampire
not go
Hunter,
Rock of Ages.
Sorry, I couldn't remember. So now I'm reading the story cold. I haven't pre-read it here. This is about William Shatner. I'll just read you the story as it was handed to me. Hot off the press, obviously. Star Trek legend William Shatner was left nursing a bruised ego when his trousers fell down during an airport security check in front of dozens of fellow travelers. The actor was at Los Angeles International Airport to catch a flight to South Africa when he was singled out for a search by officials. He looked suspicious. I could see that. He had decided to wear loose-fitting clothing for the journey and did not have a belt holding his pants up, and he was left red-faced when they fell down, exposing his underwear.
Oh. Poor William.
Shatner said, "It was awful to have people looking at me with my pants down, probably the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me. It was a long flight, so I wanted to wear loose clothing because I don't want anything to bind me."
Oh. He's a strange dude.
He's in his 80s.
Yeah. Boy, he does not look 81 or 82, whatever he is.
I saw him in person one time in Nashville, and the only thing I can remember about him is that his face was super red.
Yeah.
I don't know if that is it. I mean, I don't know if that's blood pressure thing, or maybe he was drinking before I saw him. I have no idea. But William Shatner. Poor William Shatner. All right. Anybody got anything else before we break here? Trivia night, mention that again. That's tomorrow night, 9 to midnight here on the Big 550 KTRS. I know we've joked that it's my first show, but really we've been doing this for...
What?
What?
And we've been doing my first show for almost like 4 years, I think. I think it'll be 4 years in
Is
November.
No.
November 2000 and...
4 years?
It can't be 4 years.
Maybe it's
years.
3. 2009 in November is when we started. So how many years is that?
It'll be
two and
3
a half.
Years.
3 years. Okay, like I said, 3 years we've been doing the show.
In November.
Yeah. Well, it seems like a lot longer. I'm sorry.
Our band is playing tomorrow night at Graham's Grill in Kirkwood.
I have heard that.
Really?
Yeah.
Guess I better get ready.
And you want to give your website real quick? Your website?
Henryshumans.com.
Henryshumans.com. All right. There you go. All right. Oh, and the the zoo thing. I was going to mention the zoo thing. The zoo exhibit, the sea lion exhibit. I'm not going to go tomorrow, but it looked really, really cool.
Yes, I've been to the zoo while they've been doing construction, and they had all those pictures of what it's going to look like, and it looks like it's going to be great.
Yeah,
it's going to be packed for a long time.
I saw it this morning on TV when they opened it up for the first time, and they let the zoo members come in first with their families. Man, that was a crowd. That was a big, huge crowd, and then they were opening the gates to the regular public. So, yeah, it's really, really cool where the sea lions get to swim around you and swim all over.
Yeah, I think you can walk through a tunnel with the actual, pool above you.
Yeah, I was telling Ian during the break that, we're very fortunate to have the St. Louis Zoo because, I've gone to, San Diego Zoo and different zoos around the country, and you pay a pretty steep fee to get in. And once you get in, you're like, well, we've got this in St. Louis. I mean, and granted, we pay our taxes and it goes for whatever, but it's hard to
beat. One of the best
in
the country.
It's hard to beat the St. Louis Zoo. It really is. They do a great job over there. All right, we'll come back. We'll have Mike Evans live from Hollywood when we return on the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here is Tim Weiland. How's it going, Tim?
Hey, so can I tell you where there's a speed trap?
Yeah,
no.
Go ahead, Tim Weiland.
You know what? And let's claim free speech.
Yeah. Tim Weiland up
ahead,
in the
Tim
airplane flying around.
Where's the speed trap at?
It's on one of the highways we flew over.
Between the A and the T.
Okay. Yeah, I doubt there's a speed trap at this time of day.
No, there's not. Really, but you know, I tell you what, the other day they had a nice one set up in both directions, and I'll tell you what, those two highway patrolmen in the white cars, north and southbound 55, it was between Rivas and River de Pere, and they were pulling people right and left, and it was pretty good, but that was a couple of days ago, so we can't get trouble for that one, but
nope.
Yeah, right now we are bumper to bumper on westbound 70, so no need for speed traps out here, and it is from Zumbel all the way out through Highway K. All of those incidents I mentioned earlier, they have been cleared. On westbound 4064, a little bit slow between Hampton and Big Bend, and it's stop and go from Highway 270 all the way out to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270, that's not that bad. It's just a little heavy from 64 down through Doherty Ferry. They do have the exit from southbound 170 to Brentwood shut down. They also have Brentwood shut down from Clayton Road to the Galleria. The only people able to go southbound on Brentwood, if you're coming east on Clayton Road, you can turn right and then turn into the Galleria, but they must have some utility issues because the highway is blocked there. That's causing southbound 170 to have stop and go traffic from Olive down through Brentwood. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Jack in the Box. Hunger doesn't have a curfew, so St. Louis Jack in the Box locations are now open late, so you can get what you crave no matter what time it is. And right now, when you stop by Jack in the Box after 11 p.m., you get two tacos free with any combo purchase. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on The Carney Show.
End of the week. Let's head into this thing together. We got games as we do each and every Friday. Because really, bribing you seems to work best. Whatever happened to Greg Brady? I know. You don't. Tune in tonight and find out. Also, Super Chef Marcus Samuelson and a lot more. We'll see you tonight at 9.
The Carney Show. Weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
St. Louis RV has moved to its new location at I-70 at the Bryan Road exit in O'Fallon, Missouri. 314-743-3939. We have the largest selection of new and pre-owned motorhomes in the St. Louis area. Our pre-owned brands include Tiffin, Forest River, Newmar, Winnebago, Coachmen, Fleetwood, and more. Come in and see our selection and why our prices are far below our so-called competition. We have new lines as well, Sunseeker, Airstream, Thor, Berkshire, and the Charleston 44-foot luxury motorhome. If you need service, we have some of the best trained staff in the area. If you didn't buy from us, we'll be happy to service your unit here. Remember, for the best prices and the best motorhome selection, it's St. Louis RV, I-70 at the Bryan Road exit, O'Fallon, Missouri. Or call us at 314-743-3939. Also visit us on the web at stlrv.net. St. Louis RV, where the adventure begins. 314-743-3939.
Hi, I'm Kevin Spind, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote can save you time and money buying life insurance. Recently, a man called saying he and his wife wanted life insurance, but didn't have time to shop around. I got their pertinent information, then quickly shopped the highly rated term life companies we represent for the couple's best rates. Well, I was able to find the man, 45 and in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for just over $31 a month. And his wife, 42 and in excellent health, the same policy for only $21 a month.
For your free quote, call 1-800-900-5737. That's 1-800-900-5737. 1-800-900-5737. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I know what you're thinking. Here's another message from a mortgage guy. Time to daydream. Stop. Listen to me. I'm Kevin Putney, owner of 123 Mortgage, and I know you don't care that rates are at all-time lows. You care about getting your house payment lower because you took a pay cut or the credit card companies raised your rate for no apparent reason. You're afraid your home won't appraise out. Your credit score is less than perfect. I mean, whose credit is perfect? Or you have a jumbo arm about to adjust. If that pertains to you, I have programs that fit. You want to talk to the owner of the company and not some paper pusher in a cubicle. Well, that is me. I answer the phone and work on every loan in-house. I am personally licensed to do your loan. My premise for this company was to work with customers for the long term and not the short term. I own and personally handle every mortgage deal from start to finish. Mortgages are all I do. With 123 Mortgage, you are not just a number, but a partner in getting your loan closed in a quick and timely manner. Call 314-862-0123 or visit me at 123mortgage.com.
Call 862-0123.
123, we make it simple.
NMLS number 260531. Mo license number 10-1595.
Is your house stuck in the 80s? Time to turn your kitchen and bath into a remodel to the 21st century. Callier & Thompson is the company to call. Why? First of all, they've been around for 55 years. They're experts at the latest in all the new styles. But more importantly, they stick to your budget. What do I mean? You sit down with their certified kitchen and bath designers. They come up with a budget. You together come up with a budget, come up with a plan, and then Callier & Thompson will make sure that budget is adhered to. At the end, you can tell everybody that you use Callier & Thompson. They're synonymous with quality, and you'll know that they stayed within the budget. It's time to leave the 80s behind. It's time to join the 21st century. Brand new kitchen, brand new bath, and add value to your home with one simple phone call to Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. Check out their showroom just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester, or CallierandThompson.com. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths.
Whether you remember poodle skirts, mini skirts, or bell bottoms,
you're just the right age.
Whether you liked Ike or loved Lucy,
your help is needed.
Even if you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, or beyond, you can sign up to become an organ and tissue donor.
Think you're too old? Think again.
Any age is the right age to donate the gift of life.
Sign up today at organdonor.gov or call 1-866-99-DONATE.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Yes. Storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
It is indeed Aloha Friday, a hot Aloha Friday in St. Louis. And it's time now for Mike Evans, brought to you by our friends at Thompson Price. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Homes. Online, ThompsonPrice.com. Let's not keep him holding any longer. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Mr. Mike Evans.
Oh, give it to him.
That's right. Take care of your business.
What's up? What's your bad self? 105 here today, I believe.
A little warm there for yourself. I'm here. Take care of yourself.
A little toasty.
But it is. You got to play a little golf in that weather, homie. Take care of yourself.
But it is Palm Springs-like because the humidity is low.
Yeah.
But then... maybe I'll come out and visit.
All right.
There you go.
All right, yeah.
Before we get into the actual report, Paco, his question, Justin Bieber's girlfriend, Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
Hot pocket. She just signed a multi-year endorsement deal to be the spokesperson for who? Starbucks. Kmart. Levi's. Answer in just a minute. Well, the big story of the day, of course, is Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes, and here's the inside scoop. First of all, the big surprise, married in California, divorce filed by Katie in New York. Not really a big surprise. Remember, it different from California, New York State, not joint custody friendly like California. Also, seldom gives a 50-50 split on time with the child. And they usually decide on the divorce and the custody matters according to which of the two parents are the best decision maker and the most stable. Let's see, who's jumping up and down couches?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, this does favor... it definitely favors Katie. And by the way, the whole thing is because of Scientology. That's the reason for this divorce. I will have a lot more on it on Monday as I get more calls into some people that are going to give us some scoop. Love Nuggets, which is exactly opposite from divorce. Alec Baldwin, who, by the way, got another fight with a reporter today in New York. In fact, I'll have more on that for you on Monday, too. Alec Baldwin and fiancé Hilly, that's what he calls her. Her name is Hilaria, but he calls her Hilly. Their wedding is so secretive. The guests will be notified when the wedding is and where the wedding is by text just hours before the actual ceremony.
Oh, man.
Alec says that way no media, no paparazzi can bother them. All we know for sure, it'll be in New York. I hear it could be tomorrow afternoon. John Travolta and his wife, Kelly Preston, were making out for cameras in Los Angeles at the L.A. movie premiere of Savages, but there were still hecklers heckling Travolta. Travolta decided to cancel the New York premiere. No sense doing that since he was heckled in L.A. You know he's going to be heckled in New York. Hey, John, that's not a masseuse, that's your wife.
Oh.
Hello. Justin Bieber has joined a very exclusive Calabasas Country Club where he lives, and other members not happy about it. When Justin plays golf, he throws clubs, throws tantrums, yells obscenities, plays slow. Who does he think he is, Tiger Woods?
Yeah,
And he constantly is on his cell phone. Most of the members don't want Justin there. They could throw him out. Hey, he didn't make any sense. And most of the members of Calabasas are really 60, 70-year-old guys. Why would they want an 18-year-old Justin Bieber as a member? They never should have let him in to begin with.
I don't picture him a golfer either.
He's not very good at it. But he's actually a pretty good athlete, though. Plays really good basketball, pretty good soccer player. Excellent hockey player.
Really?
Yeah.
He's
a pretty good athlete, but I hear his golf game is not that good. But, you know, golf's a tough sport. A lot of people can't play. TV news, Britney Spears.
Boy, she looks good. I saw a picture of her yesterday in some red carpet and a red dress. She looks really good.
The red carpet.
And I'll tell you what.
No, on the red carpet.
Finally opened up as far as her personality on X Factor. She's doing a great job. And, yeah, people are saying she's like the bright spot for the show. She really has turned her image around on this show. A rough first couple of weeks, maybe a week or 10 days, but she's really turned it around.
Good.
NBC is having trouble selling spots for the Olympics. That's too bad. I'm looking forward to the Olympics.
Yeah, I always enjoy watching it.
Yeah.
It's once every 4 years.
Yeah.
And it was a well-thought-out, calculated decision for Oprah to interview the Kardashians on her show. And part of the deal is that Oprah would appear on the Kardashian show. Oprah wanted that. She's no dummy. Oprah desperately needs a younger demo audience. She's not the big, powerful queen of TV she used to be. And the Kardashians can actually help her image. That's amazing.
Who'd have thought?
Couple of odds and ends. A lot of old bands are going to be touring this summer. Journey, Styx, Blue Oyster Cult, Kansas, Bruce Springsteen, Stevie Wonder, Rush, The Beach Boys, Aerosmith, REO, The Rolling Stones. I could go on. I guess a lot of these guys got to worry about putting their grandkids through college.
Yeah, REO and Styx and Ted Nugent, they were just here.
Yeah, good. I hear that's a great show.
Yeah, I know a couple of people that went and said it was awesome.
How many of those?
A friend of mine saw that show in Denver about 2 weeks ago and said it was great.
How many of those bands all still have the original members, though?
Probably none of them, other than the Stones.
Stones.
Lisa Marie Presley Keough, Jackson Cage, Lockwood. she said that when she was married to Michael Jackson and he couldn't sleep even back then. They were married for over 2 years, said he would go weeks sometimes without sleeping. I bring it up only because it is so hard to believe that Michael died 3 years ago this week.
Wow.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber's girlfriend, Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
She's worth a second pop.
Yep.
Indeed.
She signed an endorsement deal to be the spokesperson for Starbucks, Kmart, or Levi's.
Tina? I'll go with Kmart.
I'm going to go Kmart.
Kmart.
I will also go Kmart.
Yeah, it's absolutely Kmart.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense since we know that Miley Cyrus is for Walmart. It actually makes a lot of sense. Same demo, going after the same audience. And finally, Aloha Friday. No, we're doing Monday. We're going to play today. Aloha Friday. try to stay cool, St. Louis. Olivia Blondie, Lonnie, on the OK, look who in a car, and I am who you are. Kill away, carry, dang, tea. Wabba, look, I'm a kid, caca, here we go. Anana Kuli Makawani, Yana Ona, Nana Lula, Hawaii.
There he is, everybody. Mike Evans from Hollywood. And he's brought to you by Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com. We just mentioned the Olympics there. And as Peon pointed out, once every 4 years, in case you didn't catch that.
I've done the math.
Will they do beach volleyball still? Is that a deal?
You know what? I heard on Martin Kilcoyne's show, they were talking about this the other day. There is still beach volleyball, but they're not going to let them wear bikinis this year.
Well, what kind of crap is that?
Really? I know.
What are they supposed to wear?
Like shorts and a t-shirt?
They're not going to let them, or they're going to allow them to wear shorts instead of...
No, I think they're not allowing them to wear bikinis.
Everyone is uniform. They all have to wear the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's disappointing.
Yeah.
What
Americans are pretty strong in that sport, too, the beach volleyball.
There was a... I'm trying to think. Beach volleyball and... Was it softball introduced at the same time? Was it?
Yeah.
I believe in Atlanta, they introduced those. Both fun to watch. But beach volleyball.
My favorite's the gymnastics.
Really?
Yeah, I just can't believe what they can do.
I like all the track and field events. And
what was the little girl? Carrie
Strug. Yes.
Yeah,
that was, I remember.
The ankle.
Uh-huh.
That's been almost 20 years.
I know.
I remember Olga Corbett when she did that back bend thing. Freaked everybody out.
Oh, there you go. Olympics. That's a couple weeks? When's that coming out?
I think so. Middle of July.
Yeah. All right. Mentioned Mike Evans there, brought to you by Thompson Price, ThompsonPrice.com. All right, we need to take a quick break. We'll come back with more. It's the Big 550 KTRS.
With an update on traffic, here is Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandine Airborne traffic. Tim?
Well, some good news. They've opened up Brentwood, and they've opened up the ramp from southbound 170 onto Brentwood, and that has relieved a lot of the pressure. Southbound 170 is just a little slow now from Brentwood down through Highway 64. Eastbound drivers coming in for, I guess, it's baseball. They're jammed up from Timberlake Manor up through 270 and then 170 through Big Bend. Southbound 270 looks a lot better now. It's a little slow as you approach Manchester down through Doherty Ferry, but westbound 64 is still going to have the problems. 270 out to the Boone Bridge. It's not one solid gridlock jam now. It is just some pockets here and there, but it is going to slow you down. Westbound 70 is still slow west of Zumbel out through TRQs. This traffic report is brought to you by Jersey Mike's Sub. Want to download great instructional videos from gold medalist Christine Rampone, captain of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team? Visit JerseyMikes.com or any store. Jersey Mike's Subs, always fresh sliced, always fresh grilled. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings. And it is non-addictive. So therefore, you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug. And people don't know about it. And people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ARCAMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Attention all women over 18. If you don't have a facial exfoliating brush yet, we need your help, and you need ours. We're Hydroxytone, and we have one mission, to set a world record by giving away 1 million free Sonic Microderm facial brushes in 24 hours. We're calling it the Million Brush Giveaway, and we need your help to reach our goal. So please call now and tell us where to send your free facial brush. 1-800-500-6515. Exfoliating, softening, smoothing, renewing your skin for youthful radiance. This luxurious facial brush is top of the line, valued at $60. But call now and you can get it free during our Million Brush Giveaway. Just cover the minimal shipping and processing. Again, we're trying to give away 1 million free facial brushes in 24 hours, so we need your help.
If you want a flawless, younger-looking complexion, call immediately to get your free facial brush now. 1-800-500-6515. That's 1-800-500-6515. 1-800-500-6515.
Looks like we have some calls. Let's chat with Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hey, gang. What's up?
How
hey,
are
Joe.
You?
Hey,
I'm in the PM.
Thank you, sir.
Hallelujah. On beach volleyball, they are allowing the ones that want to wear bikinis to do that. It's just they're allowing the shorts and the like to bring in other countries that, you know, would have been...
Don't approve of that.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay.
Right. Right.
Well, that's good.
So that's all corrected. I
well, I hope our Thanks, American Joe. Girls are wearing the bikinis.
Oh, you bet they will.
USA. USA.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure talking to you. Thank you, Joe.
See ya.
See ya. Here's Mike. Good afternoon, Mike. Mike? Do-do-do-do-do. Going all twice. Right. Going twice.
Oh, yeah. It's Mike.
Oh, hey, where Mike. Are you, Mike?
My other line rang. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
About that beach volleyball, they were saying that some countries did not compete because of what they had to wear.
Ah.
They didn't like showing that much skin.
So Joe just
so
said,
they
yeah.
had to wear bikinis before.
Right. Now they don't have to because now other countries can compete.
Boy, that had to be a man that made that rule.
If you play beach volleyball, you have to wear a butt flaw speedo.
All right, well, thankfully we got that cleared up. Thank you, Mike.
Okay. Oh, I'm in the PM.
Attaboy. Have a good weekend, Mike.
Yeah,
thanks.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. only a guy would come up with that. You're absolutely right. And you know what? Hey, why not? Why not? I mentioned this story off the air, but I'll share it with you folks. And I think it's a couple of days old, but it's still kind of funny. There's a guy in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And by the way, thank God for Florida. I think all broadcasters must say thank you for Florida because it seems every crazy, bizarre, weird, odd, whatever story always comes from Florida. There's something about Florida.
One of my great websites I go to, FARC.com, they have their own category. It's just
all
called
about Florida.
Florida.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
There's a 54-year-old guy who's been arrested after sheriff's investigators say he threatened to kick a neighbor's butt. And I'll just go ahead and read you the quote. This is the quote that he gave to his next-door neighbor. When I get done taking a poop, I am going to Whoa. Kick your blanking butt.
Nice.
So they were in some sort of a heated argument, and the neighbor... started, and I don't know what set this guy off. The guy said he started calling his mother a dirty whore.
Man.
Got all upset, and he was about to fight, and then he said, well, we'll fight, but right after
I have to go to the bathroom, run
home and, you know, take care of business, so to speak. And then he's been arrested, so that's kind of, but you know what? When you got to do it, you got to do it, that's all we think. Thank God for the, mm-hmm. The folks down in beautiful Florida. Oh, we got about a minute left here. Now, I know a lot of, and this is unfortunate, but I understand why they're doing a lot of municipalities are canceling their fireworks for the 4th of July. And that's too bad. But, hopefully a lot of them will at least save the fireworks so they can use them at some point in time. Because, man, those are expensive.
Oh, what are they going to do with them? What else would they do with them besides
save
them?
A lot of cities have different little festivals and different things like that that they could use them at a future time. But I don't know if they expire or if they go bad or whatever. But they're not cheap. I mean, for a fireworks presentation.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, a good 20-minute display. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they'd last for a year if you put them somewhere dry.
Yeah, they're fine. Cool. They have to be stored correctly, but they're fine.
Yeah, that's just too bad. All right, that's it. Thank you for joining us today on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Hope you join me tomorrow night, 9 o'clock at midnight. Trivia night here on the Big 550 KTRS. Dan and Tina and the band will be out this weekend. Henry's Humans.com. Check them out. And we'll be back again next week. Frank will be here, of course, on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan. All right,
Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world. Streaming live at KTRS.com. Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Much higher now may be your portfolio and spirits on Wall Street. The closing bell of the New York Exchange and cheers in the background. This after European leaders announced a plan to rescue banks and relieve debt burden.